carbonated, filtered, distilled.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, right from the Berkshires to all around the world. Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield. 88.1 WSBR and Lee, and anywhere you get your podcasts, check us out, share us. It's all about the H2O. It's a real honor.
In the abundance of water.
An honor to bring the culture of water to the world from down home, Berkshires, place where people come every summer. They grind through the winter and they love everything in between. So thanks again for tuning in to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super waterman for ambassador for all things H2O, so super psyched to be here today. I'm going to actually have a really great guest, Bob Jones, who's in the thick of it with General Electric and all that other stuff around that. So we're going to be talking about the rest of River Agreement, putting a little bit of eyeballs on that. And there'll be more coming your way with some water news pretty soon. Got a little bit of tunage coming your way. Let's see what we got going. Since everything's falling apart. Ooh, whoa, what's that? We're back with that. Okay. Enough of that for now. We love that theme song, but, you know, had its time. Listen till the end. You'll hear it again. We got some Soundgarden here with a Black Hole. Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. And thanks again. And So It Flows.
Come wash away the rain. on my fear till you all just disappear. Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come?
As we watch you die, all we can do is ask. sister, then by the hand, lead her away from this foreign land, far away, where we might laugh again. We are leaving, you know, leaving.
South on my shoulder, guess I'll set a course and go.
Whoa, you were listening to some Wooden Ships there by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Definitely got some water going on over there. And we started out the show with Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden because, you know, what's going on in the world, it kind of seems like a black hole with rain and the sun. And it's kind of really weirdly something unworkable going on right now. So that's kind of an unworkable Black Hole Sun kind of song. And then Wooden Ships. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super waterman ambassador for water. And So It Flows combines a unique blend of water music, water news, and deep water talk. We're going to have that deep water talk with Bob Jones on the select board with Lee, and we going down the General Electric, Monsanto, and Bear Memory Lane of them keeping their word to fight tooth and nail against anything around bringing a river back to life. So, yay. And General Electric, my doors are open. If you want to come on the show and have a real conversation, why don't you come on in? You could reach out at andsoitflows@gmail.com. Be more than happy to have you on board. And today we're going to have that conversation with Bob Jones, who's also a musician. We'll talk more about that in about 10 minutes, so stay tuned for that. We got a little bit of news. Let's go see what's going on in the world of news. This actually might be sarcastic, but this comes from The Onion. In 2002, GE ad trumpets company's government-ordered environmental cleanup. This was published in February 2002, Dateline, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. A new television commercial from General Electric unveiled that Tuesday, proudly trumpeted the company's federally mandated cleanup of a river it polluted. How about that? Part of the $70 million PR campaign, the GE ad depicts a beautiful bend on the Massachusetts Housatonic River, which had been polluted by decades of PCB discharges and other hazardous chemicals from the company's plant in nearby Pittsfield. "We work hard on this lazy river," a deep voice actor said on the camera, as it lingers on the Housatonic, which GE was ordered to clean up at a cost of $250 million by the EPA. In the past 3 months alone, GE has removed more than 5,200 cubic yards of river sediment. And just so you know, this is from The Onion, so please get that it is sarcastic satire. And again, GE fighting tooth and nail last 30 years. So we'll be talking about that in just a few minutes with our friend Bob Jones, friend of show, talking about the rest of River Agreement, a little bit of his musical prowess in front of a set of drums and other things that are important to the conversation of our region and around the world. Let's see, we got a little bit of... Let's see if we have this poem. I'm not sure if I lined it up. If not, don't have it lined up. We got some more music coming your way, a little poetry later in the show. This next piece by Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me. It's a song about ecology, the ecology, what's going on, and where he talks about pollution. He actually sings about it. Go Marvin.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. Just heard River of Deceit by Mad Season off the Above album. Before that, we had Mercy, Mercy Me, the Ecology Song by Marvin Gaye. Super psyched to be with you today. This is an H2O show that you want to know of. Listen up if you're in the region. Every Tuesday at 2 p.m. on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, or 88.1 WSBR in Lee. You could also catch us on your favorite podcast platform like Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Castos, Podcast Republic, and many, 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 many more. Have with me in the studio now, got Bob Jones. Bob, why don't you say hi to our water-loving listeners?
Hello, everybody. And then, Leslie, thank you so much for having me back again to talk about these important issues.
Yeah, great. If you could just pull the mic a little bit closer to you.
Okay, sure.
Great.
There we go.
Perfect. So, Bob, tell people a little bit about yourself, specifically for folks who are first tuning into the show, a little bit about what you're currently up to on your job on the select board.
Well, I've been on the Lee Select Board for 4 years now, a little over 4 years. I was first elected in 2021. And I ran primarily because of neighbors, friends and neighbors. They're concerned about the Housatonic River, and they asked me to step up and see what I could do personally to represent their interests in the town of Lee regarding the river. That was the primary issue that
wow.
Got me into onto the select board.
So that was like 2021.
Yeah, the issue, the rest of the river agreement, which was an agreement crafted primarily by GE in the EPA, but they drew in the towns of Sheffield, Great Barrington, Stockbridge, Lennox, and Lee to craft an agreement for how to clean up the river. There had been an agreement in 2016. Everybody signed off on it, and GE immediately appealed it. And that agreement called for it was reluctantly agreed to by the people who knew what was going on with the river. But they agreed to take the toxic sediments. The PCBs attach themselves to sediments. In other words, the soil in the river, not the water itself. And it was going to be all taken out of area by rail to already existing locations where these dumps are located in rural areas. They're already in existence. They're already paid for. The tax dollars were already paid. But GE decided that it was too expensive. So they appealed in federal court. They prevailed. And by 2020, when they had gone back to the table with these towns, it was agreed that they were going to take out only the high-level toxins, and that the vast majority, hundreds of thousands of tons, were going to be placed into a dump to be constructed in the town of Lee.
Wow. Right on the Lennox border, right?
Right on the Lennox border. You could spit and hit Lennox from this place.
Wow, that sounds really good for some of those real estate values in Lennox.
Well, and it's only a few hundred yards from the river itself.
Wow.
Uphill from the river.
Well, you know, okay, so let's back up a little bit. So for those of you who don't know Lee, Massachusetts, historically a Revolutionary War town, a town that was connected to some major, just major history of this country. And, you know, what feels now very much of a working class town, a mill town, from, 1800s.
Lee has in recent years experienced somewhat of a rebirth. You're right; it was a mill town. A lot of the buildings and monuments in Washington D.C. are constructed of Lee marble.
Wow!
And so we've been on the map.
Yeah, yeah. If you go into one of the diners here, Joe's Diner,
yes.
For those of you who are familiar with Lee and Berkshire County and have traveled here, Joe's Diner is the place where you'll see a couple of images by, Norman Rockwell?
Yes.
With an image of the little boy next to a police officer.
And yes.
Was that actually taken? Was that image coming from that space?
Well, partially. It was Rockwell used to paint from photographs. And it's funny that you mentioned that, because Joe's Diner, there was a place in Housatonic, a little luncheonette that was used also. But last night, I was practicing with one of the bands I play with, and the bass player was that little boy.
Wow.
Ed Locke. He's a good friend. He's been a friend for years and years.
That's yeah. So great. So just kind of like to tie people into where we're talking about.
Sure.
2.5 hours west of Boston.
Correct.
About 2.5-3 hours north of New York City.
Correct.
So you're talking about a dump, like a PCB dump, or whatever you want to call it. Transfer facility, I guess, is a way to...
They want to call it the UDF, the Upland Disposal Facility, which is a fancy name for toxic waste dump.
Yeah, and, it's like these euphemisms, like a nuclear device.
Yeah.
It ain't a device. That's going to kill a million people. So here we are. We're talking about with Bob Jones. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O here at 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Going around the world. So General Electric has been knowing, how long have they known that PCBs are an issue? Like, how long did they know? What do the documents show?
Documents show back probably, well, they knew it was harmful for a long time, but it started to become a major concern in the 1970s. And bear in mind, they started producing and dumping this stuff in the 1930s. So they really dumped it for almost 50 years.
Wow. And in many places.
Not just the river. They dumped it along roadsides, not only in Massachusetts, but over in New York State. They dumped it in farmers' fields. They dumped it in municipal landfills, barrels of this stuff.
Were there the kind of farm impacts as in that movie with Mark Ruffalo called Dark Waters, where livestock were impacted?
I'm not aware of any livestock being impacted. I don't have any factual information about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the PCBs are everywhere. They're all around the world.
The polar bears have PCBs in their blood. You know,
polar bears, Arctic animals. You have Pittsfield PCBs, GE Pittsfield PCBs, are detectable in Arctic animals.
Wow. So specifically from Pittsfield.
From Pittsfield.
Kabang, how's that? That's pretty intense. And so the rest of River Agreement, I was following it here and there. It seemed like a divide and conquer strategy. Is that accurate?
I think that's a bit simplistic, but yes, I think that's a pretty accurate term. What you have here, Leslie, is an agreement structured on a negotiation. Five towns, each was allowed one representative and an alternate, but up until the end, there was just five representatives. Some of the representatives weren't even elected officials. They were appointed by the select boards. Five of them represented by one single attorney. Now, you can't do a real estate closing in Massachusetts, Leslie, with one attorney. You're required to have two. But you get five people in a room with GE officials and EPA officials.
And they have like 30 lawyers then. They got lawyers.
They have skyscrapers full of lawyers, as we like to say, and so they came up with this agreement, and we are still mystified, the people of Lee, as to how any town could sign off on this. But what happens is, I used to joke before I got on this level. I used to joke and say that it must have been Stockholm syndrome. You know, you're in a room with a captive, and pretty soon you start. Collaborating.
You realize. So let's take a look at the corporate trajectory. My dad was he ended up working with Chase Bank. He interacted directly with David Rockefeller. He was doing real estate stuff for the different hotels. Some of them were in Berkshire County. I didn't know. I was a kid. I didn't really care. But I... Now it's like, you know, so you have my dad got me into like the trivia of corporate backroom insider stuff. Mm-hmm. So we got the user is General Electric of these PCBs.
Yes.
Which was originally, for folks who are historically accurate, I believe its original name was called Halliwell. Mm-hmm. And then Monsanto sold it to them.
That's correct.
And where does Bayer come into the picture?
Bayer bought up Monsanto.
When was that?
I'm not really sure. It was probably within the last couple decades, I think.
It's kind of funny because attracts like. it's like, let's just say if anybody watched Saving Private Ryan... and there was this Private Mellish, who was a Jewish private, and he was going up to a whole series of captured Germans and showing his little Jewish star on his neck and going, Juden, Juden, like, I'm a Jew, I'm going to really hurt you. I would say, does not Bear have some kind of history going back to World War II?
I'm not familiar with Bear itself.
I'll look it up. Why don't we go to the next thought? I want to just see if my hunch is correct, and I'm going to back it up with some immediate internet stuff. But tell me a little bit about what else is moving. Like, didn't the case get remanded back into Berkshire County?
Well, it did. We representatives of the town of Lee, the three then select board members, signed off in the agreement, as I said, along with the other four towns. Two were not elected to office again. I took one of those seats. And then the third member who signed off declined to run again. So the town of Lee was outraged when they found out about this agreement that there was going to be this toxic waste dump. They were absolutely outraged. And that was back in 2000. In 2005, we sent out a mailing along with the tax bills with a single question. Do you support the Lee Select Board in their efforts to get a better deal for the cleanup of the river and that sort of thing? And over 90% said yes. So the people in Lee don't want a toxic waste dump for obvious reasons. They don't want trucks running through their streets. I can't imagine anybody in Berkshire County does. But we had an opportunity, and we ran into an attorney. Actually, Tim Gray of Housatonic River Initiative brought him to our attention, brought us to his attention. His name is Cristobal Boniface. He is a environmental attorney with great successes. I think he sued Chevron in the Amazon and won.
Wow.
And we couldn't sue. Part of the agreement, rest of the agreement, was that we couldn't sue to break the
agreement.
You'd have
to go to arbitration or something?
No. This is a totally separate lawsuit. This is totally separate, and basically we're suing for damages done by GE and Monsanto to the residents of the town of Lee over those decades. And it has nothing to do with the rest of the river agreement, which frees us up to litigate.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So for folks who are just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. I'm talking with Bob Jones on the select board with the town of Lee, historical town, whose marble is all over Washington, D.C., monuments and such like that. Bob, it's an amazing thing. I mean, historically speaking, Massachusetts wants to be in the middle of everything, and now we could very well possibly be in the middle of a historical turnaround and awakening for a river that has been kind of like that Shel Silverstein book on a tree,
yes.
The Giving Tree.
Yes.
It's given so much, and, you know, at this point, I think we're going to be re-gifting the General Electric gift that they left back to them so they could deal with it, or we find a way to deal with it. Where I wanted to go with that is I was looking into the history of Bayer. So, like attracts like. So, Monsanto wants to control all your seeds, and it wants to spray Roundup on every possible piece of green vegetation. You have General Electric, who wants to use the PCBs that were made by Monsanto. And Bayer, of course, out of its heart of generosity as a corporation, wants to own Monsanto. So like it begets like. And I was looking online because I knew Bayer made aspirin, their big pharmaceutical company. They also made this really incredible thing called Zyklon B, the chemical used in the gas chambers of World War II. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised that a company like that could still be in business. I mean, straight up, you know, it's one thing if a car blows up and there's liability. That's kind of a big liability. I would second guess that. If anybody is listening from Bayer, if you want to come on my show, I'll be more than happy to have that conversation with you. There's a feeling in the area that this river is, people are ready to like move forward and get creative in fixing this stuff.
Well, we in Lee, we are looking for justice, and that translates to a river that is swimmable, a river that is fishable, a river that you can canoe and kayak on with no fear of getting sick. And I said to you earlier, Leslie, I'm 72 years old. That river has never been that way in my lifetime.
Wow. Just let that sink. 1953. Wow.
Yeah, our parents would say, don't go near the river, don't touch the water.
That's longer than Joe Biden has been in politics. You know, that's pretty powerful. You know, with no joking aside, yeah. You know, our side, let's say, I'm a Democratic sports dad. So our side, let's be real, we left East Palestine that got basically nuked by Norfolk Southern and all sorts of poisons.
Yes.
And it's known that they were misrepresenting what their findings are. We left them out to hang as well. And our initial reflex was to call them bad and wrong Trump supporters. You know, water doesn't care who you voted for. It really doesn't. It's here for life. And that's it's.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, it'll take things, too. But it's here for all. It's the most populous thing that I can think of.
Well, it is the most important thing on Earth, quite frankly.
Yeah, yeah. And, so you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We're going to go on to a little bit of a lighter note with Bob, and then we'll come right back at this for another couple of minutes, is you play some drums.
I do.
And so you're a drummer. I saw you play in a town park in Lenox called Lilac Park.
Yes.
And those of you from around the world who go to Lenox, it's a great Gilded Age town in the middle of Berkshire County. It's pretty proud of their Gilded Age. But they had a band there. What's the name of it? Happy something?
We call it the Happy Together Band, and we do nothing but classic 60s music. And if I may, so we do it very well.
And, you know, I actually asked for a song to be played, and they were very much sticklers. They said, no, that was 1971. So you're like 60s.
Absolutely, full on.
And you've played drums all this time, or do you play other instruments?
No, I played drum. I started playing drums when I was 10, and I played my first banjo, my first gig, when I was 14, and I'm 72 now, so I've been doing it for a while.
Wow. So, yeah, you know, just thanks for bringing that entertainment into the space.
You're quite
welcome.
Thank you.
So you're not just some, you know, eco-bot talking about the environmental stuff. You're an actual human being who drums. So we are where we are in the course of things. Is there something coming up that people could participate around or find out more about? Like, do you know when the next, say, court appearances are or anything like that?
Well, court appearance, the courts, I mean, we all know about the courts, and it's you know, to use an analogy, it's a bit like Chinese water torture, speaking of water.
Totally.
So we have filed a lawsuit against GE and Monsanto, as we mentioned. And right now we're in one of those in-between periods. There's an appeal period. So we may not get to court for a year or maybe even 2 years on this.
So this is a haul. This is a saga.
But we are completely committed to getting the job done.
Well, you know, yeah. I think it's at the source of let's say, real there. And there are many places like this around the country. It's not just Pittsfield area, not just Berkshire County dealing with it. But it's like this post-industrial syndrome and this sense of, okay, we could come, we could take all the mayonnaise out of your jar, and then we could just take the jar, break it, and then leave without any essence of, I say, what would happen if you could show an economics of renewal, an economics and of not just renewal of economics, but renewal of the environment. And that creates the opportunity for a revival of many different sorts.
Well, I think the way we look at it, certainly the way I look at it, is that there's opportunity here. There's an opportunity for a multi-billion dollar corporation to do the right thing. We could be a test case for how to repair our environment that for decades has been incrementally destroyed by these corporations.
I would call it more of an experimental kitchen.
Yeah.
Give us opportunity. Bring the creativity back to science.
Absolutely.
And allow, let's say, if you're listening up there, the Zilka Center, or if any folks at Williams College, have the Zilka Center manage and create an international science competition of how to use the earth sciences to heal itself.
Well, there's a lot of that going on all around the world. That's already being done.
Yeah.
Not so much in the United States, and particularly not so much in Region 1 for the EPA.
Well, that my dad used to say in a thick Hungarian accent, like, that would have to make him think.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Right. And the way I land on that, it's hard to make pizza, but we still do it.
Yeah.
It's hard to cook a muffin, but we still do it.
Yeah.
And it's actually... Can we have the technology of an Etch-a-Sketch and learn how to clean our slates so we could go back at it again and then perhaps learn something in the process?
Well, the technology is there. It certainly can be improved upon, and it's being improved upon, as I said, all around the world every day. And so what we're trying to do is, ideally, there would be, for us, there would be no more dumps in Berkshire County.
Yeah.
No more dumps anywhere, really, and that we would look at bioremediation, clean the river in the river, and that's already being done around the world.
Yeah.
It's not perfect, and it's not cheap, but it can be done. But the only way you forward these things is by wading into them and just starting to do it.
Yeah. Take the action. Again, you're listening to And So It Flows, the only show for H2O, and I want to... what I'm hearing from you is there are more ways to clean things up other than digging a hole to dig another hole to put cement on top.
Right. Well, let's remember, too, what they refer to as a cleanup is not a cleanup at all. We want an actual cleanup.
Yeah. And do the job.
Do the job.
Again, Democratic sports dad at you. Like, do your job. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And those of you who are tuning in, you want to listen up every Tuesday at 2 p.m. here at WTBR, or get us on podcasts wherever you get your podcast platforms, wherever you go. You could find And So It Flows, rated 5 stars over on Apple. Super psyched about that. On top of that, we got some more music coming your way, but a quick announcement. Today, if you are in Pittsfield today, that's July 22nd, that's Tuesday at 6 p.m., there's a double secret private public meeting. Actually, it should be more public. General Electric is doing a presentation on Silver Lake today at City Hall, so you want to get your buttocks down there for a 6 p.m. meeting. And be part of the renewal. Come on down, especially if you love your water, love fishing, love firefighting, love anything around your water, scuba diving, all sorts of stuff. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Little Peter Gabriel, long-lost cousin of mine. Actually not. Here comes the flood. Peter Gabriel.
When the light shows, the signals grow on radios. All the strange things, they come and go.
There's early warnings. Stranded starfish have no place to hide. Still waiting for the swollen Easter tide. There's no point in direction. We cannot even choose. I took the old track, the hollow shoulder, across the waters. On the tall cliffs, they were getting older. Sons and daughters, jaded underworld was riding high. Waves of steel, of metal, at the sky. And as the nails sunk in the cloud, the rain was warm and soaked the cloud.
Just
You're listening to And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. I am your super waterman, ambassador for water. Thanks again for tuning in to this episode, which we're calling The River of Deceit. And we're going to have some more cool stuff next week, where we're going to have another episode of our Cold as Ice series called Shaved Ice. And we're going to have a little bit more for you. And stay tuned again for the rest of the day here at WTBR-FM. And we've got a little bit more coming at you. And thanks again. And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Abundance of water. The fool will